Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Eugenie Ionesco. His dates are from 1909 to 1994. ठीक है 1909 to 1994. Now he was a Romanian born French dramatist. ठीक है He was born in Romania and in particular he is famous for two plays. One is called Rhinoceros and the other one is called The Bald Soprano. ठीक है The Bald Soprano. SOPRANO. The Bald Soprano. After that, he is also considered a pioneer of the theatre of the absurd. Okay, we all know that. So, along with the names of Samuel Beckett, Jean Genet, and Arthur Adamov, the plays of Eugenie Ionesco are considered good examples of the theatre of the absurd. Okay. So, in plays like The Bald Soprano as well as The Rhinoceros, kya hota hai? There are illogical plots, there are nonsensical dialogues between characters, and the actions of the characters depict the absurdity of human existence. So these are the typical things that you will find in a play that can be classified as theater of the absurd. Okay? Now another thing you should keep in mind is that Eugenie Ionesco is famous for creating the anti-play. Okay? Anti-play. And what is a anti-play? A play that defies traditional dramatic structure and challenges the audience's expectations. Okay? Use kehte hain anti-play. So such a play would not have a coherent plot or a resolution at the end, which is generally expected from a traditional play. Such plays do not have that. Anti-plays. Okay? After that, let me quote a famous critic who talks about the works of Eugenie Ionesco. Okay? Quote, Ionesco's achievement lies in having popularized a wide variety of non-representational and surrealistic techniques. Okay? A wide variety of non-representational and surrealistic techniques, and in having made them acceptable to audiences conditioned to a naturalistic convention in the theatre. His tragicomic farces dramatize the absurdity of bourgeois life, the meaninglessness of social conventions, and the futile and mechanical nature of modern civilization. His plays build on bizarrely illogical or fantastical situations, such as devices as the humorous multiplication of objects on stage until they overwhelm the actors. The cliches and tedious maxims of polite conversation surface in improbable or inappropriate contexts to expose the deadening futility of most human communication. Ionesco's later works show less concern with witty intellectual paradox and more with dreams, visions and explorations of the subconscious mind. Okay? Unquote. And let me explain this sentence once more. The cliches and tedious maxims of polite conversation surface in improbable or inappropriate contexts to expose the deadening futility of most human communication. Iska kya matlab hai? Iska ye matlab hai that even conversation is not enough to convey opinions or convey feelings, and language becomes a tool of absurdity. So he uses language to create a sense of disorientation and meaninglessness, okay? Often through repetitive phrases, cliches. So in a way, his plays indicate the limitations of communication, the limitations of language as a mode of communication. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember the important plays by Eugenie Ionesco. Uske baad, what is the idea of anti-play? And let me remind you that The Bald Soprano is a good example of one-act anti-play. Okay? And it was this play and the overall ideas of Eugenie Ionesco that inspired a revolution in dramatic techniques and helped inaugurate the theatre of the absurd. Okay? So what is the theatre of the absurd? Ye aapko pata hona chahiye. Now let me tell you that he has also written a retelling of Shakespeare's play called Macbeth. Okay? A retelling of Shakespeare's Macbeth. And the title of Eugenie Ionesco's play is Macbeth. M-A-C-B-E-T-T. Okay? Macbeth. This came out in 1972. And as I told you, this is a retelling of Shakespeare's play Macbeth. So, exam ke point of view se, ye play bhi kafi important hai. Because ultimately, it is a retelling of Shakespearean play. And anything related to Shakespeare is always important. And from an exam point of view, you should know the storyline of both of these plays. The Bald Soprano as well as Rhinoceros. Okay, kam se kam aapke ye do plays jo hain, inke storyline to aapko pata hone hi chahiye.